The recession stemming from the global COVID-19 pandemic may accelerate Hawaii's population decline. Hawaii was one of only 10 states that experienced a net loss of people in the Census Bureau's 2019 population estimate. It marked 3 consecutive years of decline. Now, one of the state's top economists says between 30,000 and 60,000 residents could relocate to the mainland due to the economic fallout from the pandemic. Carl Bonham is with the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization.
Because tourism is such a dominant piece of the economy, many other state economies and county economies will recover much more rapidly. And the job opportunities will simply not exist here that will exist in the rest of the country.
According to some estimates, it may take 2 to 3 years before Hawaii's tourism economy recovers to pre-pandemic levels, largely due to health concerns over air travel. Tourism sectors elsewhere are expected to recover faster, and Bonham says those job opportunities will likely draw some Hawaii residents away. Around 1,000 people per day are currently arriving in the islands, roughly 3% of the number from this time last year. Business leaders have been pushing the state to release a plan for resuming tourism, but so far, there's been none. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.